AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state's power grid is back up and running.
There continue to be approximately 325,000 Texans without power. However, those without power are not without power because of the lack of ability to generate power.
Those outages are a result of ice, snow, and cold that has crippled Texas all week. There's another problem in Texas, a lack of water. People like this woman in Houston are looking for it.
I look at my water, and I have less than a case of water, so I said, yeah, let's go start looking for water.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is back in his home state. He was in Cancun, Mexico, with his family.
Our girls, when they got the news that school was canceled this week, they said, look, why don't we take a trip? Let's go somewhere where it's not so cold.
Cruz says the trip was obviously a mistake and had second thoughts about it almost immediately. In the Houston area, a family died from carbon monoxide as their car idled in the garage. A woman and her three grandchildren were killed in a fire that authorities say might have been caused by a fireplace they were using. Multiple coronavirus vaccination locations in Portland, Oregon will close today and tomorrow because of snowy and icy weather. The Trump administration had an isolation plan for Iran after getting out of the nuclear deal. The AP's Matt Lee reports President Biden wants to get back in.
The U.S. has said that it is willing to sit down again with Iran and the other participants in the 2015 nuclear deal to discuss how both Iran and the United States can get back into compliance with the agreement.
Buckingham Palace is confirming Prince Harry and his wife Meghan will not be returning to royal duties. Harry will give up honorary military titles. The couple left for the U.S. about a year ago. This is AP News. Britain's Supreme Court ruled Uber drivers there should be called workers, not self-employed. It threatens Uber's business model.
The ruling entitles Uber drivers to benefits such as paid holidays and the minimum wage, handing defeat to the ride-hailing giant in the culmination of a long-running legal battle. The court's seven judges had unanimously rejected Uber's appeal against a lower court ruling, which had found that two Uber drivers were workers under British law. Uber, which has 65,000 active drivers in Britain, had argued that the two drivers were independent contractors. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Several former pro wrestlers who claimed in lawsuits World Wrestling Entertainment failed to protect them from repeated head injuries are taking their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The WWE says the lawsuits are without merit and believe the appeals will not succeed. Ed Donahue, AP News.